Alexandra Detrolio. Three female survivors of clergy sexual abuse, one from the U.S., one from Peru, and one from Germany, are calling on church leaders to prepare for the upcoming meeting at the Vatican in February by listening to victims and putting an end to the, quote, culture of cover-up that has persisted within the church. The women made their comments during a seminar in Rome called Overcoming Silence, Women's Voices in the Abuse Crisis. Pope Francis is holding a summit February 21st through the 24th to discuss sexual abuse in the church. Members of the Union of International Superiors General will be in attendance, along with the leaders of bishops' conferences from around the world. The Union of International Superiors General is a group that represents 500,000 women religious from around the globe. Marriott announced that it had discovered a massive data breach at its Starwood hotels, with information for as many as 500 million guests being affected. Marriott also revealed that unauthorized access of Starwood's network had been going on since 2014. The hack could be one of the largest data breaches ever recorded. Information that may have been compromised includes credit card numbers and expiration dates, mailing addresses, phone numbers, emails, passport numbers, dates of birth, and more. Not all guests were affected equally, with some guests only having one or two pieces of information stolen. Marriott stated they will be notifying all those affected by email. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico have signed a new revised North American trade deal while at the G20 summit in Argentina. However, each country's legislature must also approve the new deal before it can go into effect. Approval by Congress could prove difficult with Democrats in control of the House. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer stated that for the deal to get approval, it will need to have stronger labor and environmental protections and, quote, must prove to be a net benefit to middle-class families and working people. Tensions continue to grow between Ukraine and Russia. Today, Ukrainian officials announced a travel ban for most Russian men and searched the home of a well-known and influential member of the Russian Orthodox Church. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko stated the ban was put in place to, quote, prevent the Russian Federation from forming private armies. The ban comes following the passing of a motion earlier this week for 30 days of martial law, which was done in response to Russia seizing three Ukrainian vessels on Sunday. There has been increasing hostility between the two nations since the annexation of Crimea in 2014 and because Russia has supported separatists in eastern Ukraine. Catholic schools in Sacramento, California have opened themselves up for students displaced by Camp Fire and offered free tuition for the rest of the year. The executive director of the schools, Lincoln Snyder, stated that school leaders felt, quote, this was the right thing to do and had faith that they would find the funding to support the measure. They've also created a Camp Fire student fund where people can donate by mail, phone, or online to help sponsor tuition for students that were displaced by the fire. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.